In part one of our story on the Word of Faith Food Pantry in Monterey, we learned of its affiliation with the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank located in Verona, Virginia. Robin Swecker, Partner Services Coordinator for the food bank, explained more.
We are here to make sure that people have enough to eat. We serve in 25 counties and 8 cities, and we are serving about 105,000 people every month.
On the first Wednesday of every month, the food bank's mobile food pantry rolls onto the pantry site. It allows expanded outreach to financially disadvantaged areas in remote rural communities.
I personally, in my service area, have 3 mobile food pantries. I have one in Bath, one here, and one in Timberville. We've been doing mobile food pantries for, I think, 7 or 8 years. We've been doing the one here for, this will be the 3rd year. We've been typically stopping in the wintertime because it's difficult to manage the timing of it. But other than that, January and February are the only months that we don't serve. Currently, this mobile food pantry is being funded by Martin's for this year and next year. We have a tremendous development department that does a lot to help us get all the stuff on the ground. You could look on our website, brafb.org, and click on Get Involved, and it'll show you all the ways you can get involved.
Connie Vermillion, one of the leaders of the food pantry, explained the additional resources the mobile pantry provides over and above the regular pantry wares and how the process works.
Produce, which I can't always get that unless I can get over to the food bank. And if they have it available and I can get over there on Friday before we distribute on the weekend, I do that. I always go over on Fridays and get fresh bread from them, which we do usually always try to have fresh bread. I'm looking at what they're unloading today. There's like squeezy applesauce in little packs. There's potatoes, but it's usually produce, potatoes, carrots, apples sometimes. When they get here, they drive up, drive around the church, and they just park and they wait. And we take them car by car, and we find out how many families they're picking up for. Sometimes they're just picking up for themselves, and sometimes they're picking up for 2 and 3 families. And we load their car up, and then they drive on. That's all there is to it.
When the truck pulled on site at 1 o'clock, volunteers went to work sorting and packaging the various items, and those same volunteers went to work loading the vehicles once the line had formed. Ms. Swecker called out the number of packages each vehicle was eligible to receive.
One senior and one regular. Okay.
And the volunteers swarmed to load it after they drove forward. I'm pushing 51 and am no spring chicken, yet I was one of the youngest there that day. Ms. Swecker and Ms. Vermillion were both quick to point out the need for more help.
Really, for Highland, for this mobile feed pantry, what we need is volunteers to help us because it takes a lot of hands to repack all this produce. And sometimes the people can't come every time, so it's good if we can get some more volunteers. We are serving about 100 families or 120 families in this area. So I think the need is definitely there.
We need volunteers, especially for this. This is quite time-consuming. And most of us are seniors. We'd like some young help. With school being out this summer, it would be awesome if we could get some of the high schoolers to come over and help.
Due to the 4th of July holiday, the mobile food pantry will not be on site this first week of July, but will return July 11th. Ms. Vermillion provided more contact information for those interested.
Contact information would be myself and my husband, and that number is 499-2323, or Susan and Jeff Grant, and their number is 396-4833.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.